Welcome to Electronic Jazz, 1 hour of fusion and smooth jazz from the 1960s to the present, hosted by Dr. Jazz and produced at the studios of KCHW in Chewelah, Washington. Today's featured guitarist is Lee Ritenour, born in Los Angeles in 1952. He began playing guitar at 8 and decided to be a professional guitarist at 12. His first recording was with the Mamas and Papas when he was 16. After working with Lena Horne and Tony Bennett and studying classical guitar at USC, Ritenour launched his solo career in 1976. Since then, Ritenour has recorded over 30 albums and been nominated for 16 Grammys. He was a member of the group 4Play from 1991 to 97 and has been influenced much by the music of Brazil. From Ritenour's Earth Run album of 1986, you'll hear The Sauce. Then Pieces of a Dream will do Brand New Start from their Acquainted with the Night album of 2001. In 2000, saxophonist Boney James and trumpeter Rick Braun collaborated on the album Shake It Up, and you'll hear Love's Like That. You've got electronic jazz going on your radio today. In 1984, Nigerian-born singer Sade had a big hit with Smooth Operator from her first album, Diamond Life. Herbie Hancock is an example of a musician who is most comfortable in both genres of straight-ahead jazz and fusion jazz. In 1976, Hancock recorded Steppin' In It on his Manchild release with a harmonica solo by Stevie Wonder.
Diamond Life, love of all. Thank you.
We are exploring electronic jazz on this program, hosted by Dr. Jazz. Guitarist Carlos Santana recorded a jazz-influenced album in 1972 titled Caravanserai. You'll hear Stone Flower, written by Brazilian composer Antonio Carlos Jobim. And Patty Austin sang Betcha Wouldn't Hurt Me on the Quincy Jones album of 1981, The Dude. Bass player Abraham Laboriel, born in Mexico City in 1947, has appeared on over 4,000 recordings during his career as a studio session musician. You'll hear Bebop Drive from his Guidom release of 1995.
Thank you.
Let's begin this last set of electronic jazz with Japanese-born keyboardist Keiko Matsui doing Sonora from her 2003 album Sapphire. Keyboardist Bob James and saxophonist David Sanborn teamed up in 1986 and recorded the album Double Vision, which included one about the African city Maputo. And Kirk Whalum will do Playing with Fire on his tenor sax with help on the acoustic guitar by Peter White from Whalum's 2000 release, Unconditional. Thanks for listening to Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz from the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW in Chewelah, Washington.